Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business for this evening will be the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
Mr. Chairman, I know that there are a couple of people here, at least according to the sign-in sheet, that are here for 10769, the Selco application. And I know that from our discussion earlier today, you've not had a chance to complete your review of the file.
That's correct.
And that you're going to ask them to have it tabled until the next meeting. So rather than have these folks sit around for a couple hours to hear us say that all over again, I'll suggest we put that case at the front of the agenda and then you can go ahead and table it.
I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Somebody can make a motion.
Okay. Do I have a motion to that?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we move case number 10,769 up to our first case. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Now I'd like to have a motion to table it until our next regular meeting, which will be July the 25th.
So moved.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Yeah.
I have a motion again by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we will table case number 10,769 until our next regular meeting, which is July the 25th. All those in favor of the motion? Give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case will be tabled until July the 25th.
And that's for the cell tower.
And that's for the cell tower. Okay, thank you. Next, we'll have the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Mr. Burrell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a time and place for public hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, those hearings will be conducted according to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Each application is announced separately, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or a special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any witness. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak, and please be concise with your statements. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents, and once the testimony has been presented, the hearing is closed and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence is taken, and those items are considered following the public hearings, which may be late in the evening. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. Excuse me. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you can call the board's office in the morning for the results. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, please turn that off. Please turn those off during the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. First case, please.
Case number 10,812, Kenneth and Anita Reich, south of Road 471, approximately 3,988 feet west of Road 432. A variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Your names and residence, please.
Anita Wright, 21868 Paradise Road, Georgetown.
Same.
Kenneth Wright?
Yes.
All right. And you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
We do.
Okay, thank you. Have the podium.
good evening.
Hello.
Could you explain to the board your request for this variance?
We need a 15-foot setback on a garage pole barn that we had built by a builder. He applied for the permit, but he built too close to the property line. We weren't aware of that until we had a survey on our rear property line done, because there's going to be some logging behind us, and we wanted to make sure that the lines were clearly marked. So the only other thing is that we did have a permit for the pole barn,
right,
and the county did approve the placement of the building at the time the poles were set.
Right.
So that's kind of where we are right now. We had some people tell us, don't say anything, they'll never know, but we felt that wasn't a real prudent thing to do.
Appreciate that.
And we just wanted to hopefully get this straightened out so we had no issues in the future.
Right. So again, the builder got the permits?
Yes.
He done all the work then for you?
Right.
Okay.
So
who was the builder?
Dan Beachy out of Hartley.
What's the last name?
Beachy.
Beachy. Beachy and Son.
B-E-A-C-H-Y.
Out of where?
Hartley, Delaware.
Do you have an address, perchance, for them, or can you locate one?
I didn't bring it with me.
No, but can you find it at home and call it in?
Oh, yes.
You can do that with.
Before you leave, if you would get the number from the young lady at the end, we like to stay in touch with those contractors.
Okay.
Appreciate that. Okay, excuse me. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No. Can I ask one other thing?
Sure.
Your survey shows a mobile home to be removed. Has that been removed, or is that still?
We're living in it right now because we're building a house. The house is. And
so when that, the house is complete, the mobile disappears?
30 days is what you guys told us we needed to do. We actually already have somebody that wants to buy it, the guy that's building our house.
Okay.
Okay.
And Susan, was there a CO for that garage? Or?
There was not.
Okay.
Permit was obtained, but no CO.
Okay. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think regarding the standards for granting a variance, obviously it wasn't created by the applicant, but they relied on a contractor to know what he was doing. So therefore, I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Mm-hmm. Didn't hear testimony that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood. In a minimum to afford relief, I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,812.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,812. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you very much, guys. And ma'am, thank you.